What are the seven deadly sins mentioned in the Bible? What is called the seven deadly sins is not mentioned that way in the Bible. What is commonly recognized as the seven deadly sins is pride, covetousness, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, and slothfulness. Historically, it's understood this list was first compiled by Pope Gregory I around 600 AD. And while each of these seven acts is considered to be sinful in the scriptures, there's nothing to indicate that they are deadly. I'm not quite sure the premise behind the saying that says that they are deadly. Perhaps the thought is that through overindulgence of any of these sins that death would occur. Of course, there is forgiveness for any sin through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, as we read in Colossians 1:12-14. Given thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Let's look at each one of these so-called deadly sins and see what the Word of God has to say about each one. Pride. Proverbs 16:5 says, "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished." Covetousness. Ephesians 5:3 says, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints." Lust. Hebrews 5:27-28 says, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." Anger. Ecclesiastes 7:9 says, "Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools." Gluttony. Proverbs 23:21 says, "For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags." Envy. Proverbs 14:30 says, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." Slothfulness. Proverbs 21:25 says, "The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor." So we can see that the Word of God condemns each of these sins. We do well to be before the Lord seeking his strength, that we do not sin. Of course, there are many, many more things that the Bible points out as sins, and there is one particularly deadly sin that I would like to address. It's found in Hebrews 2:3, which asks the question, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" This verse addresses those who have heard the precious gospel of eternal life through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. How indeed can anyone escape the righteous judgment of God after hearing of God's wondrous mercy and grace, and yet should neglect or make light of his salvation? In Acts chapter 17, the Apostle Paul was speaking to a group of people in Athens concerning the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. In Acts 17:32, we read, "And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, We will hear thee again of this matter." Some openly rejected and mocked the truth of the resurrection of the Lord, but some neglected this good news and responded that they would listen some other time. Felix, the governor of Judea, gave a similar response to Paul in Acts 24:25, where we read, "And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." Felix also neglected this great salvation. We never read that he called again for Paul to tell him of the Lord Jesus. We read in Ezekiel 3:19, "Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity." My dear friend, there is absolutely no need for you to die in your iniquity or sin. At this point, you actually have three choices. You can reject God's free gift of salvation. You can neglect his great salvation, or you can accept the gift of eternal life by putting your faith or trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord."